Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we look back to earlier this year when we talked about the need for animal protein to help feed this hungry world. That in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with Christmas greetings from the Radio Oklahoma Network. You know, when you think back to the first Christmas, I always like to spend a few moments thinking of the shepherds who were first told the good news of the birth of Jesus on that night as they watched their sheep out in the fields. They immediately wanted to go and see and investigate about this child in Bethlehem. Once they got there, they saw the baby, they worshiped, and they reported back to others what they saw. Just as we report to you on a regular basis here on the Radio Oklahoma Network, we're excited about the things we're telling you, and we're excited that we've got the privilege of doing it on a regular basis. God has blessed us so many ways here in 2010. We hope that He's blessed you and yours as well. And it's my joy to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas from the Radio Oklahoma Network. Earlier here in 2010, we reported on an Animal Agriculture Alliance meeting that focused on the need for animal protein to help feed the world. One of the speakers at the summit, Dr. Gail Buchanan, former USDA Undersecretary, he talked about the fact that animal agriculture needs to continue to feed a growing population on limited resources.
The challenges we face are very important because we have a population that's growing still, projected to be over 9 billion by the middle part of the century. But that's not the biggest thing. The biggest issue is increasing expectations on the part of everybody to have more and better and more diverse food, have personal transportation, have the comforts of air conditioning if you're in a hot climate and heat if you're in a cold climate. So everybody on the planet seems to be increasing their expectations. And, of course, the energy picture is another very big one that is going to put greater pressures on agricultural productivity. So all aspects of agriculture, particularly animal agriculture, but all agriculture has real challenges in the years ahead.
As far as energy is concerned, Dr. Buchanan notes what's important right now.
Obviously, the first thing is to do a better job of using what we have. Conserving and those sorts of things, go without saying, are very critical and very important. But that's not going to solve our total energy picture. We have to be finding ways for finding renewable sources of energy, and that means all of the above. Wind, geothermal, hydro, everything, nuclear. But also, we need to be looking at how we can grow biomass and convert that into some form of energy. In the final analysis, energy is just as critical for our well-being on this planet as food is. So we've got to have a way to do both.
He says it almost goes without saying that there are those that are out there opposing animal agriculture, hoping to cause its demise.
There's a lot of forces out there that are not necessarily enamored with animal agriculture, but it's a very integral part of the total agricultural portfolio. And we've simply got to find ways to answer the questions that are brought up by different groups and organizations and people and find solutions that enable successful animal agriculture pursuits while addressing some of the concerns that different groups and organizations have.
He admits it may be Pollyanna in his thinking, but he thinks that there is the opportunity for the livestock industry to be successful in their efforts of taking on the anti-ag activist groups, as long as they'll come together with a common goal of protecting animal agriculture for generations to come. Dr. Gail Buchanan, one of those speaking at the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit this last week. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, we're pleased to invite you to this year's Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Female Sale happening December 30th, started at 12 noon at the Beaver River Livestock Auction, Beaver, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 800 commercial bred cows, bred heifers, and open heifers. These are eye-appealing, practical cattle that'll be functional for all types of commercial operations. For more details about this year's Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Female Sale, contact Jeff Berkwin, 806-886-3145. 806-886-3145. That's your Beef Buzz. Merry Christmas. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.